32 years ago, the International Whaling Commission approved a moratorium on commercial whaling. Today, the whaling practices of several nations are still controversial, and whaling continues. VOA's Dave DeForest spoke with New Zealand law professor Alexander Gillespie about the beginning of the moratorium.
The international community agreed in 1972 that there'd be an international moratorium, but it took the Whaling Commission a further 10 years to agree it. To do that took a 75% majority of all the countries that were present at that meeting to agree to that point.
Were there any other motivations for the moratorium other than simply to guard against overfishing?
No, the primary emphasis was the belief that the species were going to become extinct. And when I say the species, I'm talking about the large whales, not the smaller whales.
Now, there were some nations, of course, that didn't like this moratorium. Did some nations think that the whales were not in danger of extinction?
The countries that you're talking about, which are primarily Japan and Norway, always argued that they agreed that some species needed total protection. But some species, in particular the minke whale, there were so many of them that they did not need the same protection, so therefore an absolute ban was not justified.
How would the Whaling Commission have answered that objection?
The idea was that the moratorium was going to be reviewed after a 10-year period. But when it came to that period, they felt that because there was no satisfactory management regime to guarantee safe catches, that they would keep rolling it over onto an ongoing basis. The problem that created was because as no management regime came into existence, other countries sought ways to continue to go whaling, of which the scientific whaling was the most obvious.
Can you explain how that's different than the other industry?
Scientific whaling was whereby each country was allowed to take a number of whales for scientific purposes. And when it took them for scientific purposes, it was not subject to international oversight. Each government would say, we need to take a certain quota of whales to study this problem here or that problem over there.
And is that, in fact, what they were doing?
Well, this is what went to the International Court of Justice over the last few years, and they had their ruling about 3 months ago. The problem was is that what started out as a process whereby only tens or dozens amounts of whales would be taken ended up in a situation where thousands of whales were being taken each year. The International Court of Justice said 3 months ago that the program that was being practiced by Japan was wrong and they had to stop it. At that point, Japan was taking about 900 whales per year. The reason the court said it was wrong was because it was so large and it could not be justified scientifically. Japan went away and has thought about the problem and has come back and now will be proposing a much smaller scientific whaling program in the future. We expect the Japanese whaling program in the future will be about 400 whales per year.
This may be a layman's question, and it may be obvious to you, but let me just ask this. Why would anybody need to capture 400 whales a year for scientific purposes?
That's not a layman's question. It's a common sense question, because many countries think, why do you even need to catch them if you're not going to consume them? And that's the view of the majority of the world. The problem is that the convention allowed this exception. So some countries, as I say, primarily Japan, take the whales for the purposes of doing things like studying pollutant in the whales, studying the age of whales so that they can kind of model what management regimes would look like, or studying the prey relationship of whales. So they'll get them and cut them open to see what kind of fish that they're eating so that they can see their impact on other parts of the ecosystem. It's all science to a degree, but the question is, do you actually need the science? And to many people, the answer is no.
When they get these whales for scientific purposes and they do these experiments, what do they do with the actual whale carcass after they're done?
Depending on the experiment that they're doing, they use very little of the carcass. So, if they're trying to get the age of the whale, they need its eardrum so that the complete carcass remains there. They then bring all the meat back to Japan and then they put it onto the open market where it is sold to recoup some of the costs of the expedition. This makes a number of countries very angry because they feel that all they've done is just created a complete loophole because they're still producing nearly 1,000 whales per year, which go onto the commercial market. Since Japan has been effectively authorized to go a small degree of scientific whaling, we have to get back to a political solution. If we have to renegotiate, we'll have to be trying to find out what a new convention looks like. If that happens, the best case we can get is trying to stop countries which whale to keep their whaling in the regional parts of the waters around them and out of the high seas.
Alexander Gillespie is a professor of law at the University of Waikato in Hamilton, New Zealand. He spoke with VOA's Dave DeForest.